The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Big day today, John.
A big day. And we have two co-hosts. We also have Jimmy Fennell with us as a co-host.
Good morning, everyone.
And Jimmy is Christina Liu's dad. Mm-hmm. And Christina Liu is the birthday girl today.
Oh, my God. This is quite the event. If everyone could see this.
So this is going to be more of a two-hour Christina Liu show versus a half-hour Christina Liu show. And, of course, we have my co-host. No, not the co-host. What was Rebecca is?
Guest host.
Assistant host.
Assistant host or whatever it is. Okay. Rebecca's always here. If I can't do it, we work it together.
That's
so
right.
Rebecca's also here with us, and people will be calling in, etc.
Rebecca who?
Miller.
Oh, okay.
What did I say? Oh.
She was like Madonna. It
not
was like
Rebecca
just Rebecca.
I know. I like that, Rebecca.
Now, I want to use some of the time on this show this morning with Otto and Jimmy and Christina to talk about the beginning.
Ooh.
We got the beginning of Project Independence, and with Christina as an intern. Mm-hmm. And from Jimmy's perspective, we have
like
a baby
the literal
crowning.
Beginning. The literal beginning.
The literal beginning. So actually, we're going to start with Jimmy.
Okay, well, at the beginning, everyone was positive my wife was going to have a baby boy. So I had the room painted blue, all set up. And sure enough, we're in the hospital at the delivery. And the nurse says, oh, her head is crowning. I'm like, uh-oh. I have to Home Depot and get the pink paint and do this all over again. But she was beautiful, and she still is.
Aw, thanks, Dad.
That's right. The room was all set for a boy.
It was.
You painted over the blue?
And then I had it painted blue, like, as I got older. I went back to blue.
So, oh, really?
Yeah. How old were you when you painted the room?
I don't even remember how old I was. I was in high school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you hearing through those?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But the question is, when did you do your first scrapbook?
Oh, that was birth. I came out with a scrapbook.
Or you came out with like
I actually came out with, let's get this moment.
That was what it got out.
No, well, you didn't have a smartphone right off the bat, did you?
No, I was the queen of the disposable camera. Yes. I went with the times.
Did you have a hard time giving up on the print part?
Yes, I did.
Yes, my wife did.
Up until recently. So.
Yeah, but Christy, actually, for people listening, Christina is always taking pictures and always putting together books. And obviously, years ago, I didn't see them. I'm sure they were the old school, put them in the plastic.
Mm-hmm.
But the Shutterfly photo things that she does today, there's pictures for everything. And when you get one of these books, you're actually shocked that somebody took a picture of the picture of the picture. And that was Christina.
It's fun. I know my dad will come downstairs and see me with just pictures everywhere. And he's like, are you at it again? Are you scrapbooking? Because it's just pictures everywhere.
That's harder to do now than ever. Picture management, if you
it's
will.
It's true.
With the smartphone.
That's right. Me and Otto talk
pictures.
About that all the time.
Right.
I love how, you know, if you're lucky enough to be the recipient of one of Christina's scrapbooks or birthday events, you get your face, your whole superimposed in pictures with famous people. And I have, over the last few years, I've been to Woodstock twice, hanging out with Janis Joplin.
I love that one.
I've
so
been
much.
With the Beatles on various album covers. So it's a lot of fun, and it's so sweet. And a lot of thought goes into it, too. It's not just the scrapbooking and her creativity, but it's the thought that goes into it that's so special. And that's why we're all here, Christina, because you're so
thanks,
special.
Guys.
I have a story in reference to the first book I got. I put a clean shirt on every day.
I know where this is going.
And like these Izod golf shirts. And I have to have 100 of them home. But whatever 5 I wore this week, they're washed, they're put back, I put them on again. I got a scrapbook from Christina, and I realized, like, I don't know how many Fridays in a row I wore the same shirt. I said, oh, my God, people are going to think I don't have only but one shirt. Then I actually mark the shirts I wear now on Fridays because I don't want to be
it
in
these. It served as a wake-up call for John, too, you know?
I said, I have to wear a different color.
That's an interesting subject by itself is shirt management.
Oh.
You know?
I'm not a rotator.
I rotate. I'm like you. I must have 35 different shirts,
yeah.
maybe more, and take the one you just wore, that goes to the front, and then you work your way back.
I put the clean one on top and I take it off. I put the clean one. I have 20 at least that I still haven't taken the tags off because they're in the bottom.
The yeah. beauty of yeah. radio is you don't have to worry about your wardrobe.
That
right?
is true.
Well, no, exactly. but you have her taking pictures. You have
Christine That's taking true.
Pictures. That's where the danger comes in.
But she could put your head on somebody else's body.
I'll change the color of the shirt.
Well, they don't realize that. My wife says to me this morning, do you have something nice picked out for a radio show? I go, it's a radio show. Nobody's going to see what you're wearing.
I like Jimmy.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing about radio. And the other part about that's good about radio is you can have papers all over the place.
I know, that's why I said I usually do. I'm very torn right now without having...
My memory isn't that great.
In fact,
so if I had to be on television and speak,
as you
it
are
would
right
be
now.
A different game. It would be different.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
You know, because I've done with Christina some of those TV shows.
Yes.
And you really, you can have a little notes, but you can't have papers all over because it looks terrible.
Yeah.
Here you can, you know.
Oh, yeah, I got papers all over this table. I maximize this table usually.
Yeah, well, if this were on television, it'd be quite a display here that people can't see.
Yes, yes. This is very pretty, this
Between
morning.
Between the cookies and the necklaces and the decorations.
I know, it's quite the party. I love it.
Rebecca Miller was the... Decorator.
Good. Well, she decorator. Did an A-plus job.
Love that dollar store. Really.
Yeah, during the week, Rebecca said, I'm going to go. I'll set the place up. I'm going to the dollar store. And it really looks, when I walked in this morning, it's like, this is
fabulous.
Perfect.
So it's always good. And then Christina gets to keep everything so that when she has parties.
Yeah, I add it to my collection.
You add it to your collection. Right. So what kind of festivities, I wonder, has Christina had thus far celebrating? Because we know it's ongoing.
Yes. Well, we did our birthday besito dinner.
Fabulous.
With the family. And this weekend.
How is that place?
I love it. It's one of my favorite places.
That's
ever.
The one in Roslyn, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen it when I drive by, but I've never been. Well,
yes, it's really, really good. Maybe we can get a plug to besito. And then this weekend, I have my birthday party with my friends that I host at my house, which is quite the soiree.
So Sunday morning, I'll see that on Facebook.
Yes, you will.
Well, maybe not in the morning.
Yeah. Maybe like the mid-afternoon.
You host a lot of parties at your house.
I love it. It's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
It's all about the details. So this theme is a magical theme. So it's mermaids and unicorns and fairies.
Oh, cool. Oh, okay.
And my dad could attest because they call me their fairy. So that's how it all was inspired by. And then I'm going to Turks and Caicos next week.
When are you leaving? Wednesday, Thursday?
Wednesday.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
So you're going to be doing remotely the radio show on Friday from Turks and Caicos?
I'm broadcasting live from Turks and Caicos.
No, it's actually it's recorded next week.
Yes, right. It's recorded next week, yes.
Right.
That'd be fun, though.
Hopefully.
I don't know when.
No problem.
I'm not really a big Facebook person, but maybe it was last year. At one point when I was bored, maybe I started going on it, and then one day I came across Christina, and I happened to see pictures from a party. It's like, for entertainment, you have to go on her website. Oh, look,
yeah.
And just the way they're set up, the tables, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I love it. I love doing it. I love the details. It's a lot of work, but it's so fun. And this one I've
and
got.
And the decorations, the holiday decorations. That's a hoot.
I use Facebook.
Okay.
And I think it's a very, very nice way to communicate and keep in touch with people. Family, friends. I'm on with Christina and Rebecca.
Do you talk with them now? Or I just
not
look
really
at the pictures.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, birthday.
Oh, you do? Okay. Okay, I don't respond.
And you kind of see what people are doing. And
right.
You get to know a little bit about them, actually. And, you know, I know there's a big hoop-de-doo about privacy and all this business right now, but I don't really have anything on Facebook that I really care.
I know. It's like, I wouldn't tell you anyway.
Right.
No pictures from like those spring break avocados.
No. Those wild family reunions.
We didn't know how to spell spring break when I was going to school.
You know, with Christina's talent that she has, you know, putting together these scrapbooks and, you know, the kind of presentations on Facebook and, you know, they're very well thought out. And so much of that is really represented also in the way she puts together this radio show for the last 6 years. Very organized. She has this, you know, ability to keep things going. Everything is fluid. I mean, it's a very complicated process. You've got people calling. You've got topics, themes, you know, keeping the radio show alive every single week. And to you, it seems like it's like no big deal. I mean, you just always have it going. We just like think, okay, well, you know, it's going to be a great show. We always know it's going to be a great show. And it just really shows how Christina lives her life, that she pulls the show together, and you do it in fun, too.
Oh, it's Paula.
Come on in. Paula Ewell is here, our Deputy Commissioner for the Department of Services for the Aging.
Too.
Oh, and Shari, too.
Oh, my God. It's like a full house. Wow.
Welcome. Everybody's coming in. It's well, such a birthday party.
You have to say something, remember.
Hey, Paula, how are you?
How are you? How you doing?
Paula is the deputy. And Shari, sit down, Paula.
Everyone sit on down.
You want a seat?
So we've got the Department of Services for the Aging.
Wow.
And Rebecca was talking in reference to Christina putting together these shows, and it really is. It's significant, and there's nothing worse, and Dan will attest to this, than dead time on the air.
Yes.
Because it's not a matter of looking, as Jimmy's saying before. You're not looking at people. You have to hear them only. So we, fortunately, always get guests that are talkative, and have plenty of information to share at the end of the day. And actually, most of the times, you'll have the two topics connected.
Yeah.
It's not random.
Right,
it's
we
like,
don't
you
even
know,
necessarily realize sometimes, but well, someone, I love when that happens.
Well, you're not supposed to say that,
yes.
Christina. That was
sorry,
part of
I'm
the plan. I just gave you credit for
right,
planning
right.
it that way.
Well, see, the planning part, there's a lot of stuff that's not very glamorous in terms of arranging this. A lot of phone calls.
A lot of harassing.
Up, yes. Oh. People, you know, changing their mind mm-hmm. or whatever goes on. So we see the final product,
right.
but there's hours that go on before
yes.
the final product.
And there's like the panic if the guest is late and I'm running around. Yeah.
Christina, Thursdays at 3 o'clock is like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Yeah. Someone will know right away if there's a, but she always covers it.
That's right.
It's amazing. Hi,
Otto. Hello, Paula. How are you?
Ooh, what is this, a phone call?
I think there's a phone call.
Oh,
we're going to have
really?
To play this by ear today.
Okay.
As calls come in because
sure.
there'll be interruptions and mid, you know, we're going to interrupt.
Special day.
Hello?
Hello?
Do you hear anything?
I don't hear anyone.
No.
That's okay.
That's weird.
They
it's a prank phone call.
The nerve. I guess they're trying to crash my birthday party.
It's a prank call.
Right.
Mr. and Mrs. Walholm.
Yeah, was, do you have a credit card problem?
it's a scam
I
call.
I think it's a credit card call.
Microsoft.
You've got a great opportunity.
Hello.
Actually, that's what we're doing after this. With Otto's, it's your granddaughter.
My granddaughter, yeah.
We're doing
hi.
After the show
okay,
is
hi,
over.
Okay, hi, Aunt Susan. I'm just going to put
abuse.
You on speakerphone.
Okay,
hold
somebody on speakerphone.
All right, so we have Aunt Susan on the speakerphone.
Hello.
She's calling for some reason, Christina.
Hello.
I'm calling. This is Aunt Susan.
Hi, Sue.
Aunt Susan from Kentucky. And I'm calling to wish my beautiful, fun, loving niece a very happy birthday.
Aw, thanks, Sue.
I hope I'm ready to listen to the radio program today.
That's right, because we're going to have you on as a guest.
You better put it on now.
You should next time. Like
you should. Right, right.
All right. Who's this?
This is her aunt.
Yes, that's
my
right.
My wife's sister.
All right, love you, Sue.
Okay.
Bye,
she's
Sue.
In Kentucky right now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that's Jimmy's sister-in-law.
Yes.
Your dad.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's my mom's sister. We lived together. They were upstairs for like 20-something years of my life, and I was downstairs.
Really?
Yeah.
Where does she live now?
She just moved. She got married. She moved to Kentucky. But I think she's actually in New York. I think she arrived yesterday because she's visiting her children. My cousins are here. So.
I thought because of your birthday.
I mean, or for my birthday. People just flying in from all over the place.
Actually, it is on my calendar. It's pre-printed. Christina.
Well, you know, it's one of those things if you forget it.
That's right. It's marked down.
No. Surprise, your dad's here.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that nice surprise?
I said, I saw him. You know, his car is very noticeable.
Oh,
you might
okay.
have noticed it outside.
Oh, right.
It's the
yes.
bug, the golden bug
yes,
outside.
It's great.
So it's funny if we ever see anything. I'm like, oh my God. So I'm rushing in because there was traffic this morning. And I kind of, so I was about to text him. I come in, like, someone has your car. It's so weird. And then I see it's him, and now it clicks.
You know, we're going to go in for our first break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.